Fountain of Youth von den Local Natives aus Kalifornien, die sich gedacht haben, Mensch, bei dem schnuggeligen Wetter kommen wir doch mal in Berlin vorbei. Und jetzt sind sie auch schon im Studio. Taylor, Ryan und Nick sind da. Herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, good to be here.
Welcome to Berlin.
Yes, thank you.
Of course.
Happy to be in Berlin.
You brought some sun, but where is it? Is it still in your baggage?
Yeah, we haven't unpacked the sun yet.
Could
it's
you
coming.
Please start to unpack now?
Yeah, sure. Just after this interview, we'll unpack it all.
Are the local natives on a big tour right now, or is it just a little dip into Berlin and then fly to Paris for some promo
gigs? It's
about
as big of a tour as
I think we're on week number 12. Something. So yeah, it's okay. 13, that point.
Maybe.
Yeah, that point in the tour where we're actually going a little crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's good.
So we're lucky.
Yeah,
you're getting crazy us.
Sie haben ja eine kleine Pause eingelegt. Vor 3 Jahren kam die letzte Platte. Nun sind sie wieder mit einem neuen Song und einem neuen Album da. So there was a little pause you took in L.A. where you were living. You were doing nice things, also music or chilling and thinking about creating new music, or were you creating new music all the time?
We actually did spend a lot of time together creating new music. We don't take too much time for vacation, but at the same time, I think when we came off a tour for our last record, we really re-fell in love with our home city of Los Angeles. We found it to be this very inspiring place where it felt like there was tons of creativity all around us, and we really were enjoying it as an environment just to feel inspired and creative in.
Yeah, and you've got such a long, beautiful hair, standing on the beach beside the fire, and you know, feet in your sand, and you play on the guitar. Are the local natives doing this, or are you in another scene?
We've got photos to prove it, yeah. He's riding horses, topless.
But your hair is nice as well, so how do you do it in a... Are you a 5 all in all, right? Or how many people belong to this?
Yeah,
we're 5, yeah.
Okay, the rest is doing the hard job in the Binu right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we leave that to them.
Or just sleeping at the Michel Burger.
Of course.
Yeah.
Lazy guys.
Yeah.
I understand. So tell us a little bit more about you. Were you born in Los Angeles or in the near of Los Angeles?
We were all born in Southern California and grew up there. Some different neighborhoods, not LA, just south in Orange County. Some of us, Nick was in San Diego, but we all kind of moved to LA. I went to college in LA and during school, and then after we moved there, and we've lived there now for 10 years more. Yeah.
And you voted, of course, for?
Not for Trump.
Not for Trump, but also not for Hillary? May we ask that?
I'll tell you that I voted for Hillary. Yeah, for sure. So it was, we were in Europe during the election and had done absentee ballots, and it was a shocking and devastating loss for us. Yeah.
Still, what do friends and family say over in your hometown?
It's a cycle, continual cycle of kind of, I think, disbelief and some sadness and sometimes some anger. But I think people are now also starting to find, okay, there are some really important reasons for a bit of a wake up call, and there are some things that we need to do to move forward. So I think it's beginning to move, where people can see positive ways that they can move forward.
Yeah. And you came on the same day when Barack Obama is in town.
That's right.
He's visiting Berlin today.
Yeah. We like to coordinate schedules with Barack as much as possible.
But he doesn't stay in the Michelberger. He stays in the Art Lawn right in town.
Yeah. When we were touring in the States just before this, we went to D.C. and we were lucky enough to get to spend kind of a lot of time in and around the White House. Including we were looking at the Oval Office and Obama's office, and they said, okay, you have to leave now because Barack Obama needs his office now.
Really? Or are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
Like, why did you spend time in the White House?
It was just kind of a connection through a friend who had worked there and had offered us the chance to spend some time there.
And how is it when you only see it in, I don't know, like in the with Kevin Spacey, how's it called? The
House of Cards.
Yeah, when you see it like in House of Cards or in the news, this room, the Oval Office, and then you're standing in it. How does it feel?
It actually felt much less sinister than you might think. I think it actually felt really beautiful and kind of humanizing of the whole West Wing in general and everything, I came away feeling like there are so many people here working so hard who actually really do care about the lives of all of these people. So it left me feeling like a tremendous amount. And we knew some people there that were working with the Obamas and had amazing things to say about them. So it made me feel a lot of gratitude towards our current president. Yeah. And we'll be sad to see the Obamas leave.
Yeah, but maybe when these people who are working there right now, they will stay there and then Mr. Trump is coming, maybe.
No, they all leave. Yeah.
They all said we're out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They were on their own because they wanted, because it's their decision.
It's both, actually. Usually each new administration brings in their whole new team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is this whole hilarious thing. I don't know if you've been seeing this, but apparently Trump did not know that he had to get a whole new team of people. So is completely unprepared. So just one more horrifying aspect.
But you were good prepared for your new album, which you could tell us a little bit more about now. Local Natives haben nämlich die neue Platte fertig, die heißt Sunlit Youth und ist im September rausgekommen. Wir hören einen Song, der vorab vielleicht von den Herren nochmal ein bisschen unterfüttert werden kann mit Informationen. Coins is the song we are listening to right now. Tell us a little bit more about this song, please.
This is kind of like a different song for us from what we've done before. And I think it was kind of originally just inspired by listening to a lot of D'Angelo and just kind of like, I don't know, we've always, Kelsey in our band is one of the other singers and he has this really soulful, like, you know, powerful voice. And we always wondered what it would be like to have a song with a lot of open space to kind of just let him like run around all over it. So yeah, we've really enjoyed playing this song live too.
Sehr gut. And you're going to play tonight as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Dann hören wir uns ihn jetzt mal an. Heute Abend live in Benu, die Local Natives aus Kalifornien. Hier sind sie mit Coins und haben auch schon die Gitarre in der Hand, spielen auch gleich noch live für euch ein bei Flux FM. Die Local Natives mit Coins bei Flux FM. Taylor, Ryan und Nick.
Sorry.
Genau, werden gleich hier einen Song live für euch spielen. Interessante Instrumente sind dabei, also eine natürlich klassische Akustikgitarre, aber auch die OP1, die viele große Musiker mit auf Tour nehmen und dann einstöpseln. Jetzt waren wir von Nick, der das Ganze bedienen muss. Nick, how long have you been using this OP1?
A few years. I think we all just like found it in Sweden and fell in love with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's
seems to be a reoccurring theme.
It's teeny tiny, but it can make funny noises, and it costs €1,000.
So I've been told.
So you've been told.
Yeah. This is my OP1.
Okay,
actually. Yeah.
So you must know how much it is.
I do.
Yeah, as a thousand.
It's $1,000, I think.
Yeah, but man, what can it do? Just show us.
Incredible range from such weird sounds as that.
It's a drum machine.
Yeah, hold it up to the microphone.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not that impressed.
Okay, maybe try some synth.
Wow, for $1,000.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're just gonna have to believe us. It's really amazing.
I'm sure you can search on YouTube just weird people doing exactly what I just did.
Yeah.
But you will integrate this one in the next song.
Yes,
we will, yeah.
So you're on this big tour now. Yesterday you played in Hamburg.
Yes.
How was the Hamburgian crowd?
The Hamburgians were fantastic, as they always are. Was recalling, I don't know if it was the last trip or the time before, but I have this very memorable experience of playing in Hamburg, and this couple was like two rows away from the front, very close, and just making out so hardcore the entire show, no matter during a song, between songs.
I didn't think they were looking at us.
They did not. No, they were just completely. And at first I was alarmed. And then I think I felt good about it.
Then you were impressed.
and then I was impressed.
Yeah.
Hamburg crowd's always great.
Ja, nice. Also das kann Musik natürlich auch mit Leuten machen. Er erzählte von einem Pärchen, das sich bei einem letzten Hamburg-Gig von Anfang an da befummelt und rumgeknutscht hat. Ohne Ende, von der ersten bis zur letzten Minute. Sie haben nie die Band angeguckt und haben in der zweiten Reihe gestanden. Und das war, maybe it was hidden camera, but no, probably wasn't.
Yeah, I felt like possibly it was, but it just kept going on and on and on. There was no Surprise moment.
Yeah, we have here in Berlin our airport, the BER, which takes a really long time to build and to get ready. And in Hamburg, they had the Philharmonie. It's right at the waterfront. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a big building with it just got ready. It's got, just got finished. Oh, so it's nice. A really big issue there. You didn't see it on the water.
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, maybe you should play there the next time.
Maybe we will.
Yeah. It's not only
need
classical
more,
music
more people
there.
To show up.
Need heute, an orchestra behind it.
Yeah.
Heute Abend erstmal Binu, ne? Wir fangen erstmal ein bisschen kleiner an, dann aber 5 Leute aus Kalifornien für euch auf der Bühne und jetzt vorab schon mal hier zu dritt ein Song, der Villainy heißt, den jetzt ihr live hier gespielt bekommt, ihr Lieben. Und dann setzen wir euch auf die Gästeliste. Ich sag schon mal die Nummer 030-2000-9000. 030-2000-9000 erlebt heute Abend live im Bilou am Schlesi die Local Natives. Und Taylor Ryan und Nick spielen jetzt für euch den Song der Songs. It's a song of songs, isn't it?
The song of songs.
Song of songs.
Biblical. Good? You
yeah.
want us to do it?
All right. Thank you very much. That sounded really nice.
All right.
And is going to be played again live heute Abend im Binu. Ihr seid herzlich eingeladen, dorthin zu gehen. Da werden sie für euch am Schlesi aufspielen, die Jungs. Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal. Thank you very much. See you next time when you're in Berlin.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye.